It's cool, man. It's pretty cool. It's exciting, but now doesn't really mean much. We got to get prepared for the Packers.
So what got into you last Sunday?
It was a must-win situation, man. You playing on the road, playing against a great team. Their defense was holding it down, and so you wanted to make those plays and have some kind of, you know what I mean, some kind of impact on the game.
Have you ever had five sacks in any?
No, never. Yeah, never. Probably on Madden. myself, so. That's it.
Did you go back and watch all five of them?
Yeah, I mean, you got to study film. you got to study film, man, see what worked and see what didn't. And, yeah, get better, try to get better.
Did you even impress yourself on some of those?
I mean, for the most part, the coverage, man, those guys were covering on the back end, and he was able to hold it a few times. And that's how you get, I mean, that's how they get those sacks.
Last year you finished just four sacks on the season. Yeah. You lead the league. Yeah. In sacks. What has been the difference for you to be able to take your game to that next level and be that impact player for this team?
Hard work, man. Hard work pays off. You go out and you work on your craft every day and every week, and then so when you see it working on the stat sheet, it's cool. It's pretty cool to see.
How would you describe your situational awareness? It seemed like in a few situations, those were big third down plays, and you wanted to get your teammates off the field.
Yeah, man, that's called studying, you know what I mean? Everybody was on the same page, rushing coverage working together, like I said before. And what you saw was, I mean, Mario getting penetration, DeNico getting penetration, Benson getting pressure on the other edge. And fortunately, I was able to get there.
What goes through your mind before the snap and this critical down?
Oh, I gotta beat this dude. I gotta beat him by any means necessary to give my team the advantage.
Do you have a lot more pass rush moves this year than you had last year, or is it more just being better at them?
Like you say, situational awareness. All those things take place in your mind as far as rushing the passer and knowing where he's gonna be, knowing what type of plays they like to run in third down situations. And so, just growing as a player helps those situations to help you be able to make that kind of impact on the game.
Coach Del Rio said,
"You said what?"
Coach Del Rio said, "You know, we are going to build a dominant defense here, and you guys have shown signs, but you guys are going to build a dominant defense here. Is that how you guys all feel that's what's coming?"
No doubt. You're talking about building it, but we're working on it every day. We're working on it every day, and you see flashes of it, but you want to put it all together. You want to put it all together week by week, and so we're working on it. And we got another great offense coming in here this week, and so it's going to be another challenge for us.
Talk about facing Aaron Rodgers. He's seen last week's game. Now he's thinking about you. Talk about Aaron Rodgers, how effective.
I mean, you talk about a star-studded quarterback, one of the best players in the league. This guy can do it all. He can scramble out of the pocket. He can make the great passes down the field. He can scramble around and create a play. You're talking about one of the best that's doing it right now, and so just knowing that challenge is coming in, you have to prepare for it in every way.
How do you prepare for his hard count?
Hard count?
Yeah.
I mean, don't move until you see the ball move. Don't move until you see the ball move, man. He does a great job. He uses all the theatrical movements and try to influence you, and so you have to pay attention and focus in on the ball and use that to your advantage.
Are you always, you know, like maybe trying to learn new moves or new techniques, because the more tape that's out there, the more that they can maybe try to find tendencies, you can kind of throw new wrinkles in as the season goes on? Is that part of
Somewhat, man. It's all about the guy you're facing and knowing his weaknesses. Okay. But at the same time, you have to know your own weaknesses. So that's why you study film. But it's all about knowing your strengths as well and knowing that you can use the same thing over and over. Okay. And it might work.
Okay, guys, thank you.